the cross, and the Holy Spirit. Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. You will see at once from these verses that there is a vital connection between the cross of Christ and the gift of the Holy Spirit. That is a relationship most profound. Historically, the cross had to come before the Holy Spirit of the glorified Christ could be given. Sin had to be cleansed away before the Holy Spirit could indwell man. Now notice first the work of the Holy Spirit. The work of the Holy Spirit in creation was to bring order out of chaos. Genesis 1, verse 2. And to bring that order out of chaos by his wisdom, power, and energy, transforming a world that was waste and void into one of beauty, harmony, and order. His work in the history of Israel was to take the leadership of that redeemed nation, guiding them through a trackless desert, filling and endowing men like Bezalel with skill and wisdom to build the tabernacle to a divine pattern. His work in the life of the Lord Jesus was to prepare a body for him in the womb of Mary, anointing him to speak the words and to do the works the Father assigned him, enabling him to offer himself as a sacrifice for sin. His work in the church was to bring it into being on the day of Pentecost, to administer its government, to furnish it with gifts, to direct and control all its operations. His work in individuals in this age is to convict of sin, to point sinners to Christ and him crucified, and to witness in the deepest consciousness of their being that they are born of God. The relationship between the cross of the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit can be seen in types, bright jewels in the Bible crown, a pleasure ground for spiritual minds, steps to ever brightening views of divine realities. For instance, the death of the Lord Jesus is prefigured in the slain Paschal Lamb in Israel, and the Holy Spirit is seen in their redemption which followed, under the figure of a pillar of cloud in the day and a pillar of fire by night, to guide them in this new life of redemption. In the wilderness, the suffering Savior is seen in the smitten rock, and the Holy Spirit in the life-giving water which gushed from that rock after it was smitten. In the New Testament, Christ in his death is pictured in his baptism, followed by the descent of the Holy Spirit as a dove to light and rest upon him. Then comes the reality of the cross, followed 50 days later by the descent of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. Thus we see the cross and the Holy Spirit are always together. Now we see the work of the cross. We have noticed the work of the Holy Spirit, now notice the work of the cross. The cross removes all hindrances for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer. From the cross comes a stream which cleanses us from all sin, From the Savior's wounded side flows blood which removes every offensive impediment. They are a thrice happy people who find the value of the cross, and the more they dig into the truth of it, the richer is the awe which they find. In Romans, the cross deals with sin. Romans 3:24-25. Paul proves that both Jew and Gentile are in human ruin because of sin. But God sent forth his beloved Son to deal with the fact and issues of sin, to atone for it, to obtain eternal redemption from it. He died for us. No sufferings were accounted too great to buy and purchase us as his own. He waded through all the billows of divine wrath to set us free and to cleanse us from all our stains. In Corinthians, the cross deals with selfism. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 2. Our natural heritage is a sinful self, which has a darkened mind, unclean affections, and a disobedient will. Only the cross can deal with all that mass of sin which belongs to such a fallen nature, so that we can triumph over it. The cross deals with selfism, that is, a corrupt self. In Galatians, the cross deals with legalism. Galatians 2:19-20. Do this was the requirement of the law. Live was the recompense. But an imperfect man cannot keep a perfect law. For man has trampled that law beneath his feet and scattered its promises to the winds. The cross deals with legalism. In Ephesians, the cross deals with earthiness. Ephesians 4:22-23. Our position is in the heavenlies with Christ. But we are often earthbound by such things as nationalism, social standing, color sensitivity, religious affiliation, possession of riches, all of which are of the earth earthy. Only the cross can enable us to put off this old man with all its bindings. In Philippians, the cross deals with earthly gain. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 7. In this realm, Paul had much more than most men of those things which men esteem of value. Noble birth, inheritance, upbringing, education, prestige, status. But the cross sweeps away all pride in such things, so that the Holy Spirit may possess the whole life. In Colossians, the cross deals with worldly philosophy. Colossians 2 and verse 4. The Gnostics had a philosophy about creation, about human matter being evil in itself, which issued in license to sin most grossly. This Oriental mysticism was flavored a little with Mosaic ritual to give it a show of religion. But the cross swept away this refuge of lies. In Thessalonians, the cross deals with temperamental oddities. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 11 and 12. There are those who, after hearing of the coming again of the Lord Jesus, gave up their work and sat around in idleness, eating other men's bread. The cross condemned this kind of life, and God's word insists that we occupy till he come, that is, we keep busy in his interests and until he appears. Now listen to the words of John Bowring. In the cross of Christ I glory, towering o'er the wrecks of time. All the light of sacred story gathers round its head sublime. When the woes of life o'ertake me, hopes deceive and fears annoy, never shall the cross forsake me. Lo, it glows with peace and joy. When the sun of bliss is beaming light and love upon my way, from the cross the radiance streaming adds more luster to the day. Bane and blessing, pain and pleasure, by the cross are sanctified. Peace is there that knows no measure, joys that through all time abide. Amen and amen.